News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your community radio network. I say network because there's more than just me here. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's 7:06 in the morning. It's December the 27th. We've gotten past Christmas, kind of. Joined, of course, by Jaywalk and Bob, our felon. Good morning, Jaywalker.
Good morning, Chief.
And, of course, it's Thursday, so we have Trish Clark.
Good morning.
You know, you are always so bright-eyed. I mean, just, like, ready. You look great.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, we walk in here. I mean, come on. Sometimes, I mean, you know, I've missed half my face when I'm shaving, which isn't easy. But
it's a challenge at 7 o'clock in the morning, too. I mean, it's not a, you know, natural kind of environment for me to be up and around at 7 o'clock.
Hey, you know, about our fellow in here, Jaywalking Bob, did we talk about that?
No.
How he got a $197 ticket for jaywalking? Right. From a motor officer. And
in Reading,
on Pine Street.
On Pine Street. Now, you know, the funny thing about it is that they got him, right? And then 2 days later in the paper, this woman writes this article, letter to the editor, says, you know what? A motor officer, you know, another motor officer, I wonder if it was the same one, pulled me over because of the tinting on my windows. She says, I'm watching other cars going by. They have the same tinting. And then he was.
And it's factory tinting.
Yeah. And they got him for, got her for too much tinting or whatever it is. And she said, that wasn't even it. He was nasty. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I wonder if it was the same guy.
Could be. Maybe, and the problem is that tickets create revenue.
$197 for jaywalking? I mean, come on. I just wondered if the property crime, the property theft out there, like, you know, and people breaking into cars at Mount Shasta Mall and all that during this Christmas season, because, you know, it's gone up 58%. I wonder if it had dropped dramatically to like 10% so the motor officer could be out there giving jaywalking tickets.
Probably not, but they can catch the people that are doing the jaywalking,
well,
and they can't.
But he's slow.
And they can't catch the people that are breaking into the car.
I'm easier to catch.
He is. He can't.
And they don't have to lock him up. They just get a fine.
He moves like 1 mile an hour.
Yeah, but they just get a fine out of him. They don't have to lock him up in the jail. So,
you know what? I'd watch out then.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk out to get into your car, I mean, is that jaywalking? Or do you have to go all the way across the street? How about if you go across the street halfway, see him, and come back?
I don't know.
So how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was just good. It's almost good. The first of the year, and that's kind of what I look for in these circumstances. The holidays are
first of the year.
Almost done.
Oh, you're gonna have
a good
thing. Are you going to have a wild and crazy New Year's Eve?
Pretty much about the same wild and crazy New Year's I've had for several years in a row, and that's probably not much. I'll let the idiots get out there and party, and I'll do that another night when it's not so crowded.
Well, we're going to get our yellow cab guys in here to talk about, probably on Monday, to talk about, you know, people that they'll just give free rides to, I think, or they're going to offer rides. I don't know how they're going to do it.
It's really incumbent upon a group. If you're going to go out, somebody has to be a designated driver, because you just can't, take a chance being out with other people who may or may not be impaired, and it's just too dangerous. That's a good night to stay home and have, like, guests spend the night, or
let that motor officer out there really get into it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It is, because why take the chance? You know, if you have a drink, you know, anymore, I think it only just takes a couple. I think you're in trouble there.
I think you are, and I think they're
it's
looking for it,
it.
It's just not worth it. Because and those are the kind when you take somebody else with you, and that's
absolutely.
That's just not worth the risk.
There you go. Oh, okay. I tell you what. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out lower this morning as lawmakers return to Washington. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11 points at 13,103. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1417. The Nasdaq Composite is down 3 points at 2986. Actively traded stocks this morning include Procter & Gamble, down 4 cents at $67.96 per share, Alcoa off a penny at $8.72, ExxonMobil down 33 cents, trading at $86.74 per share. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart down 14 cents at $68.14, Costco down 46 cents, trading at $98.25, Safeway off 3 cents at $17.89. Over to commodities, gold is down $5.90 at $1,654 per ounce. Silver positive 3 cents at 30. Crude oil up 17 cents at $91 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. And I don't know if we'll talk to you before New Year, so have a very happy, safe New Year. Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. And if you want to give them a call and find out what's going on down on Wall Street, give them a call at 530-243-7561. And, of course, you can stop by and visit them on Park Marina Drive. Those are Wells Fargo Advisors. Well, Trish Clark and I are here. And what's the weather? Are we going to have weather today at all? Or let me put it this way. How cold is it?
Well, it's 33 degrees right now. It's predicted to be a high of not much higher than that for the day. I'm looking. Oh, okay, a high of 50. But we're, you know, mostly cloudy, a little bit, a slight chance of rain. Looking through the week, it looks like it's going to not be pouring on us for a while. But we are having a lot of fog, and so we want you to watch
that.
Anderson,
lots of fog, yeah.
South County, any place you're around the Sacramento River or the water, be real cautious this time of year. Get all that rain, the fields are loaded, we get a lot of fog, and it was... Just couldn't see the nose in front of my face on the way up this morning.
Well, now, are we going to get rain today, or how about this weekend? What's it look like?
Looks like Friday night, a chance of showers. Through the weekend, it's just chance of showers and mostly cloudy.
Okay.
Sunny on Sunday, and New Year's Day looks to be mostly sunny with a high near 56.
There you go. That's great. Okay. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Today we're going to have good news.
And the news is and the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Oh, that's right. And tonight is
Pizza night.
And this weekend, of course, great. You know, they've been having Christmas parties. Their power went out when Shingletown got hit for 4 days. And they, their generator kicked in at the vineyard. That's the next buy out there is another generator. That cotillion they're building.
Yes.
Is going up and is beautiful. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet, but they're working like crazy on that thing. It's going to be, it's one of a kind.
Well, as is most everything that's built on the property up there, and certainly highest quality. They don't skimp, but it's a beautiful venue.
It is. Okay, we're going to take a break. Today we're going to have the Good News Rescue Mission, who had a fire. I've got them. They're going to be coming at 7:30. Talk about the impact of that fire and that blaze on them and what's still open and, what possible causes of it. I see it could, might be arson, might not. But we're going to talk to them. And then, of course, Dr. Ray John comes on at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk Haven Humane. And they close out of the year. The new adoption area, I'm sure, is open. And what's their plan on next year? So, big show today. Plus, you and I have got things to talk about.
Well, we can talk about
the
water and what they're doing or not doing back in Washington, D.C.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back. And this is KCNR 1460.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today. For less.
R&B Sharpening and Sales is the place for all your sharpening needs. When your circular saw blades have seen a long day's work, don't throw them out when all they need is a little freshening up. R&B Sharpening can bring them back to life. Router bits, saw chains, hand saws, scissors, and so much more. R&B also makes custom band saw blades with a lifetime weld guarantee. That's right, a lifetime weld guarantee. At a cost oftentimes less than the box or hardware stores, it's R&B Sharpening and Sales, 365-1479.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, I tell you what, 33 degrees out there. Go ahead and wrap yourself around a big cup of coffee from there. And they make it great. And they meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. They've been supporting this community and a lot of, you know, and the veterans issues for over 30 years at Tobacco and Brew. Head on down to 2143 Hilltop Drive. I got for Christmas. Linda got me this for Christmas. She got me two things. And this is the way, obviously, and a complete surprise, and I love both of them. One of them was a freezer.
Okay.
You know, a small freezer?
Small freezer.
For hunting, for putting all my stuff in.
Perfect.
She says, you know, you need that because there's not enough room in the refrigerator. And frankly, I'm getting tired of throwing antelope out. And I went, okay. And then
that's
the second thing.
Excellent.
Hey, was that an excellent? Yes. Was that an excellent? People who come over, I go, look what she got me. I take them outside. And they're looking around. They're looking. What? What? Your car? What? No, my freezer.
Well, that's perfect.
I think it's perfect. The second thing, a dehydrator. Boy, howdy.
Hey,
I'm there.
For all your hunting and all your stuff.
I'm making jerky today.
And I'm waiting for the antelope.
Well, you're going to get it's going to be antelope jerky today.
Well, there you go.
I'm cutting it up. I'm soaking it overnight.
And a little antelope steak just right next to that would hurt either.
Oh, Carl. I've got. Do you want that?
I'll
tell you what.
Yeah.
You'll have them next week. I have them. I have some. A lot of them. Okay. But speaking of hunting and guns. We're going to take a quick break right now and get us back on time. But what we're going to talk about is there's a paper in New York. We have put gun owners and permit holders on the same level as sex offenders and how they've done that. We'll talk about that in just a second. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
Hi, Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family-owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center Saturday, December 29th for our annual New Year's Gala fundraising benefit to be held at the Reading Veterans Memorial Building for a fun night of good food, live music, and dancing. Proceeds from this event benefit the museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Programs. Tickets are just $35 each and can be purchased at the following locations: GMS Man Jewelers, Classic Cafe, Jones Fort, or North Valley Bank. Call the museum at 378-2280 or visit us online at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
KCNR 1460 kicks off 2013 with a new lineup that includes new faces and familiar friends. Following Free Fire Radio, Mike Huckabee from 9 to 12 noon. Laura Ingram makes her triumphant return from 12 to 3, followed by Dennis Miller to round out your afternoon. It all starts January 2nd right here on KCNR 1460. Happy New Year.
A very happy New Year.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, beat that drum. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. 7:22 in the morning, it's Thursday. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a lineup of guests. And so Trish Clark's here.
Yeah, good morning. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment now. Tell me what they've done back in New York.
Okay,
this is
a paper in Westchester County, and it's called the Journal News. And I went to their website, just couldn't get in because it crashed, because so many people were going to it. Has listed the names of people with handgun and just weapons permits in the paper.
In New York, you have to have a permit to have a gun or just a concealed weapon permit.
Oh, these are just no.
They're
registered. Yeah,
but
it's public record, and that's how they got it. But they put a list of everybody's name and their address and a map inside the paper. You know, it's probably online, but to show people, show everybody who owned weapons. And in the neighborhoods. And they're saying, well, you should know if somebody's got a weapon in your neighborhood. It's
so if
the
you're not
same
home,
thing,
they can just break right in and help themselves.
Or they show people who doesn't have weapons and go to the next house. It's like
that works too. You know, there is a sign going around the internet now that has, you know, a big sign out in the front that I have guns, my neighbor doesn't. Because of his opposition to guns. Rest assured, I will not defend him with mine if you break in.
Well, you know, the other thing, though, but it puts the gun owners on the same level as sex perverts.
You know, the sexual offenders,
you've got their names, you've got their photos, and you've got their addresses, right? Well, it's the same thing. Come on. I mean,
we are allowing, once again, to have the opposition, the liberal side of it, frame the argument. They, and I hear conservative talk show people trying to alibi why it is we need guns. That because they keep saying, well, you can't hunt with that gun. Excuse me, Carl, but I have a right to have a gun, and I don't have to be 100 to have it. And it doesn't make me a bad person.
Anyway.
Well, yeah,
no, it doesn't. It doesn't
I don't have
make
to be a hunter
you have, you
to
know
have
what?
A gun.
Why, you know why?
Even
you can,
though I am, but I don't need to be.
You know why you can have a gun?
Because the Second Amendment says I can have
there
a gun.
There you go. That's exactly
the reason.
And I
don't need
reason.
To alibi
That's
for
it.
Anybody what kind of a gun I have. Or
no.
As long as I'm a law-abiding citizen, I've gone through the proper procedures to have my gun. I have the necessary training. I'm allowed to have that.
You know, and the other thing was, well, why do you need a... Well, you know, I had this person the other, and I'm sure I'll have this debate again today. She's a nice person. She says, I believe that you should have, you know, the right to have weapons. I'm, okay, she says, I just don't think, I mean, why do you need so many, though? I mean, she didn't know how many I had. She says, I don't think people need a lot of weapons. And I went, so
why
how...
Why is that? That's
okay, so how many is enough? Well, they can't answer that. But they know, it's kind of like pornography. I know it when I see it, right? So I know when you have too many weapons because I just know it.
How come, but you can only carry one at a time, so why do you, do they do something different?
Well,
why do you need four handguns?
Well, frankly,
Is it just one enough?
Frankly, you don't just, you know, you don't have to just carry one. You can carry up to three. You know what? That says on your, it says on your concealed carry. You can have up to three, and you have those listed on that permit. And I've known people that have carried three weapons all the time.
Well, if when I'm in my, I probably shouldn't tell people they'd be breaking in, but they're not, I don't store them in my motorhome. I just want people to know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it, when I'm traveling, I might have more than one.
Well, of course. I mean,
it's a big motorhome.
Like, it's like, I mean, it's like diamonds. Do you have just one diamond?
Well, of course not.
Of course
diamonds.
Do you have just one necklace, one pair of shoes?
No, you have
there
many.
There is a weapon for every occasion.
And one fits in the boot, one fits in the waist, one fits in the back, one fits in your purse. I mean, different occasion. What, you know, how are we traveling today?
You know, are we dressed with a tux? Because in a tux, you might want to carry a little bit different, slimmer model, so it doesn't show.
Exactly.
And you're bumping into people. I mean,
well,
really.
That's exactly right. And if you're going to dance, you obviously don't want it in the back.
And you don't want to be like the, Secret Serviceman that was dancing one time and his pistol slid out of his ankle holster and across the floor.
That'd be embarrassing.
Oh, that was embarrassing. Anyway, hey, let's go to the phones. It's Don Shulman. Don, good morning. Welcome
good
to
morning.
KCNR.
You know, I agree on 95% of most of the things you say or more. And you said something very interesting the other day. You said that baseball bats killed more people than guns.
I think that if you look at murders, the baseball bats cause, I think they said 3/5 of all murders are caused by baseball bats or, you know, clubs.
But please explain to me why the common hunter or enthusiast need an assault rifle.
I don't have to. Because...
Well, no, you don't have to. But
And Don, there's a reason for that when I say that. I don't have to. Because the Second Amendment says that you can have a weapon. If this is the weapon someone chooses to hunt with, and by the way, when you say an assault rifle, it's called sporting rifles now, the .223... is used for hunting deer. It's used for hunting antelope. It's used for hunting hogs. There's a lot of people out there that use those for hunting. In fact, there's a number of shows, if you watch them on Sportsman's Channel, they use a sporting rifle that people call assault weapons. Well, they're not assault weapons because they've been changed. They don't meet the criteria for an assault weapon.
And a lot of them are military style, but they're not military guns.
I think that's the misunderstanding out there.
I think it is, too.
I think you've cleared it up for me. You know, when you say assault rifles, assault weapons, I think of military type, and they're not, are they?
No, they've been modified. But here's the other thing. Assault is an action, right? And so you've got an assault rifle. If you used a shotgun and went out and shot somebody, would that be an assault weapon?
Pretty much.
That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, but what they've done is they've changed, and people say, well, they're military-grade weapons. They're not. They don't meet military specs. That's the other thing a lot of people don't realize. They are, you know, where a military weapon will literally take thousands of rounds on lots of abuse. A lot of the weapons that you see out there now, the sporting weapons without the flash attachment, and they've got magazines that can't be detached and all this, they look like it, but they are not met, or they're not built to all the military specs. So there's a lot of things.
Great. great misunderstanding out there about that.
Well, I think there is. The other thing, there's a lot of people who do target shooting, clay pigeon shooting. That's a big industry. And there's a lot of guns that people use specifically for that, and it's a sport.
And that's, but they also are semi-automatic and self-loading. And we have to run. Don, that was a good question. You know what, Don, that was really a good question.
Well, so, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too. You too, Don. All right, we got to take a break here, and we come back. We're going to have, I believe, Good News Rescue Mission be with us.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Smith & Wesson are on the rise after the company announced it's bolstered its stock buyback plan by $15 million. The company also says it blew through the $20 million repurchase program unveiled on December 6th. Smith & Wesson plans to fund the strengthened repurchase program using cash on hand and working capital. And for many passengers, air travel is about finding the cheapest fare. But as airlines offer more and more add-on services from early boarding to baggage fees, the ability to comparison shop is nearly impossible. Online ticketers like Expedia and Orbitz are complaining airlines won't provide fee information in a simple way for them. Now the Department of Transportation is taking up the issue. It says the airline industry really wants to change the rules of the game by collecting personal data on you and how you like to fly and giving you an all-in-one price that meets your specifications. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-609-0217. That's 1-800-609-0217.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
All Surgeon Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning, December the 27th, 530-605-4567 is our number. And, of course, Trish Clark is with me today. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From little bitty chips up to cracks 24 inches long, Jeff can fix them. He guarantees his work. And let me tell you something. You get a little crack, you get a little chip in your windshield, gets water in it, and a day like today, it freezes, it spreads, and then you hit it with that heat from your heater, and watch it go all the way across your windshield. So you want to get it fixed. Head on down to 3280 Market Street, or give Jeff a call, 241-8373. Okay. We had a fire here in town the other night, Good News Rescue Mission, and we were making phone calls yesterday to see if they were open for business, but we got it, and it's even better now because we got the head of the Good News Rescue Mission, Cesar Pardilla. Did I pronounce that
Partita,
right?
That's Partita. Close enough. Yeah,
okay. And then, of course, Sherry Whitson is with him today, and we talked to her yesterday. So, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Well, you know, merry after Christmas and happy before New Year.
That's right. Excellent.
Oh, now, this was on Christmas Day. You all had the fire.
That's right. Yeah, I received a phone call about 4 o'clock in the morning and on Christmas Day that, you know, that our administrative center and academic center was on fire. So I lickety-split got to remind me of my old fireman days, throw on your boots and head out the door.
Exactly.
And head on down there. And the fire department was just finishing up, cleaning up the fire in the back of the building there and sent smoke throughout the entire, you know, academic center and facility down there at the Good News Rescue Mission. Fortunately, it didn't affect, you know, our shelter. The admin and academic center is about a block away from the main campus, so it did not affect our ability to serve those that are in need in this community.
How long is the facility going to be down?
Well, they anticipate that we'll have use of the offices again in about a couple of weeks after they do the cleanup for the smoke damage. The actual fire repair is going to take probably a couple of months before that part of the facility is usable to us again. So we're going to be down for a while. Yeah.
You know, the disaster relief folks are pretty good, though. They get in and they really take hold of it. And it's amazing to me. We had some real severe rain damage a couple of years ago down at the Frontier Senior Center. And, I was amazed at how quickly they can get back in there.
Yeah, our hats off to, you know, Chronic Disaster. We gave them a call first thing after the fire department left, and they came down. They were just terrific, terrific folks to work for.
Oh. A little bell ringing.
A little bell ringing. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
A little free advertising.
Yeah.
And the other thing is this is such a giving community. I would hope and certainly encourage local business people and other organizations who have the ability to be of help to you at this
Absolutely.
Time. You're a nonprofit. You don't rely on government funding, and that's a big thing for me. So I think it's great when the community can step forward and help you do what it is needs to be done.
It's been a difficult season for us at the Good News Rescue Mission because just a few weeks back we were hit by a flood as well, and just we haven't even fully recovered from that. We're able to move our clothing distribution out into another building, and then to have the fire on top of it with record-breaking number of people coming in for services and this extreme weather. It's been crazy.
Yeah. The combination of all of the above makes an organization like yours just tremendously difficult.
It is. You know, it just provides just such huge distractions. You know, it takes us away from providing all the services that we really would, you know, want to concentrate on. And unfortunately, we have to concentrate on some a few other things. So it's a huge distraction to us. And absolutely correct about the donations. And, you know, we did store quite a bit of our clothing donations in one of the buildings adjacent to the fire building. And there was smoke damage in there, too. So a lot of the clothing donations, I'm afraid, we're going to have to throw away as well, just simply because of smoke damage to them. So
when you say smoke damage, can't you just wash them?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we just don't have the facilities, you know, to do that kind of. That's a lot of
Found through trying to clean these things up, I've been involved with a couple of organizations, and that smoke damage into most clothing you can do about anything you want to with it, and when you put it on and your body temperature gets to that piece of clothing, it's going to smell like smoke.
It's going to pop back up again.
So was the it looked like the fire was arson?
Well, the fire department's still working on that, on the cause. You know, we kind of determined where it was from. It was in the back. We had a trash can back there, and that was basically, you know, caught on fire somehow, and the fire department still hasn't released the actual cause yet. But that, at least we know where the origin was. Yeah.
Okay, so wasn't an internal, like, wiring or anything?
No,
so
that
would just even be better. So, we got to rewire the whole building.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, our guest, Caesar. I'll get it, yes. Caesar Perdia and Sherry Winston, Whitson, from the Good News Rescue Mission. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bot tonight. And, of course, Trish Clark is here with me. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Carl.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this is probably a good day to know their phone number. 33 degrees out there. Over 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Senior and veterans discounts. And they are very, very price competitive. And you add that they're locally owned, family operated, and everybody is safety trained and service oriented. What else can you ask for from Shasta Gas Propane? Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest today, Cesar Pardilla and Sherry, Whitson from the Good News Rescue Mission. I'm just going to, can I just put this on my forehead? Now I'm ready. You know, I just completely, you know what, after you get to know me and love me, you realize this is just what, I have a foible, and every so often it's last names. Good News Rescue Mission got hit with a fire. On Christmas of all days,
yep,
at 4 o'clock in the morning, you got the word. Mm-hmm. But you've still been able to help people. You're still open for, I guess,
kitchen's still open
for business. Mm-hmm. I guess, is that the right word for business?
Yeah, for
our core business, absolutely.
Now, the reason I was asking you during the break, we were talking, is how many people do you all provide shelter for? Mm-hmm. And I needed numbers, and I realized what you're thinking was, well, we try never to turn anybody away.
That's right.
I just need, you know, people like to know is how many people do y'all help a day? Well, and I think this is important.
Sure. You know, for the men, you know, we have 111 beds available for the men. And at this time of year, we usually run at capacity there. So we go into overflow mode, meaning we pull mats out. We have folks sleep on the chapel floor and those kind of things. And the women's side, I have about 8 beds. But unfortunately, I have about 50 women coming in every night with their children, you know, 6 to 8 children every night as well. So we're, again, pulling mats out and finding floor space for them to stay, you know, someplace that's warm and dry. And that's our main concern with them right now. So when we talk about capacity, you know, I'll emphasize that we have yet to turn anybody away that needs shelter for the night.
And find a way. But on a regular basis, the core of the program, because just providing shelter overnight is only one of the things you do.
Correct.
You're in the mode of trying to set them straight and find them permanent housing.
Yes, we have various services. We have a recovery program for both men and women. One of the factors in homelessness is drug or alcohol addiction. And so that's why we focus on that recovery aspect. And we offer those services for free to anybody that is in need. They can apply to be in our program. On top of that, we operate a full academic and job readiness center to help people get out of the cycle of poverty and make them more employable. We also provide case managers for each person that comes in. So when you are homeless, you got to understand what it's like to try to navigate through the social service system. And you're at the most feeling of hopelessness in your life, and you're confused, and you've about given up, and you don't really know what to do. You have no source of income. And you're at the mission, and how do you get a place? And so we work with them to identify housing options and to meet those needs for them and give them clothing and feed them. We provide over 500 meals a day to people. So whatever that they need, our goal is to come alongside them and help them out of poverty.
And I think the key is that your organization is there to help them give a hand up, and they have to want to help the help.
That's right.
They have to live by mm-hmm. some rules. Mm-hmm. They have to fit into your programs, and they have to put forth some effort.
That's right. You know, we provide them the resources. We provide them the, you know, the phones and things like that. We give them the telephone numbers for them to reach out to those. You know, there's some aspects, you know, somebody who may have some mental illness, you know, we work very closely with Shasta County Mental Health as well. In fact, they have a couple of people in our resource center that we can send people to them to, you know, assess them and help them with their medications and those kind of things. So there's a certain population that is very vulnerable that really can't help themselves too much, so we kind of help them along and help guide them through that process. But certainly, yeah, you know, you can't. You know, you can take the old saying, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And
that's our happens when you reach that point where they're not helping themselves and they just continue to drain your resources?
Well, what we do is,
you know, that's
why
we have to leave?
Well, that's why we have a 30-day-in, 30-day-out policy. You know, they can stay there for emergency shelter for 30 days, and if they're in that mode of not wanting any additional help or want to help themselves, then we ask them to leave for 30 days. So they have to experience some of the consequences of their decisions, if you will. And tough love, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But those that are working towards a goal and working with us, they can stay much longer than the 30 days. As long as there's a plan in place, they can stay with us until we can help them achieve that goal. And hopefully the goal is to get them out of the mission. And that's our goal.
What's the longest anybody stayed?
Gosh, that's a good question. You know,
a year?
Probably the longest place has been in our recovery program, because our recovery program is 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they stay with us for the full 13 months plus another 5 months in transition. So 18 months. So that's the longest I think most people will stay with us.
What's your recidivism rate?
Well, that's a good question. As far as our drug and alcohol recovery program, or just those in shelter. Well, drug and alcohol, we're doing very well because of the length of our program and what is being done there. What we're seeing is about after about 2 years after graduating our program, we see about 60% of people still living a clean and sober lifestyle, which is really good.
Yeah, considering many outpatient-based programs are less than 10%. Yeah. And our program, we're really proud of it. It's being looked at as a national model by several different missions. Our director of our men's recovery program has gone to different rescue missions that offer recovery services to train them in what we do and the program that we offer because it is so successful. And out of those that... let's say those 40%, several of them will realize that, the mission program was really good, and they will reapply to come back in, and they have to go in front of a panel of peers, our director, and reapply and see if they're ready for that change. And so we actually have even a better rate than that if you count those that will re-enter the program.
Come and try again.
Right, exactly.
Are you still operating the facility up by Shingletown? The
we
farm
do.
Up
we do
here.
Have the ranch up there. Yes.
The ranch,
Yes, we do.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are Sherry Whitson and Cesar Pardilla from the Good News Rescue Mission, and they're telling us. We're getting a lot of facts that you don't usually get. You have to, kind of glean through all the literature. But they're open for business after the fire. And we're talking about their drug and alcohol counseling programs. The fact that they are chocked to the roof. With people during the season, especially with the cold and this being this time of the year anyway. And they
need help from the community.
And the help they need from the community.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, your community newsroom.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee. All for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win.
Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking. She's got a bunch of people coming in. Of course, Trish Clark's with me.
Morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. I used to own a Dodge Ram.
I did, too.
God, I love that truck. And it's, you know, serving Redding and the surrounding areas. You know, due to our newest tax raise, which is coming in January 1st, the sales tax is going up. Maybe a chance right now to run down there to 555 Cypress Avenue and buy a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and the way they service them. They keep them on the road running, and they get you in and out of their service department quickly and professionally. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by, like I said, at 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding Crown Motors. Our guests, Susan Pardia and Sherry Whitson from the Good News Rescue Mission. Now we're going to talk about... Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are so, you know, right. You all need help.
Absolutely, yeah. Is that obvious? Okay, thanks.
In a variety of ways, but this has been, you know, more people, you've helped more people this year, you've had more people calling you for assistance. Yeah. Than the last 5 years, or do you even know? But it's been a lot.
Well, the last 5 years have actually been, I mean, we've been seeing the increase each year. Mm-hmm. And, but for our women and children, we've had over a 500% increase in the past 5 years of homeless mm-hmm. women and children. Mm-hmm. That's been the biggest change. Mm-hmm. But the amount of meals, we always provide several meals because it's not only to our homeless friends and neighbors, but to people in the community that just face food insecurity. And so we're serving many people in that level.
That's right.
The issue about donations right mm-hmm. now before the end of the year, though, there is some tax issues looming out there for possibilities of charitable donations not being allowable or certain sections of them not being allowable in the coming year. So I know my tax man has indicated to me that now's a good time before the end of
the year.
Right.
That's right.
To make those. So if people are thinking about a donation, and you know, I personally, I like to make my donations locally. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to hand them the money, know that where that money's going, what the overhead mm-hmm. is on it. Your books are open for them to look
Absolutely.
At. And mm-hmm. boy, I'll tell you, the Absolutely. Bulk of what we donate to our local organizations, especially That's your right. organization, because I've checked that out. 99% of it goes to help the people that are there.
Definitely, I mean, and then on top of that is all that money stays locally.
It does.
You know,
it just goes right back around.
There's a lot of organizations out there that are national organizations, and quite a large percentage goes back to the national organization. But for us, every penny that comes in stays local, and it's to help our local neighbors. And that's important. At this time, you know, everybody's kind of scrutinizing where they're giving and who they're giving to and where's the biggest bang for their buck. And I think we can certainly stand very proud and say, you know, we provide a lot of bang for the buck here very much, very locally.
Well, and again, I always want to reiterate that you are not government funded.
That's
you're,
right.
You're because there's a lot of rules and regulations that mm-hmm. go along with that. I'm big on that because the organization I run is not government funded
right.
either. And there's a big, you know, it's tough on the people operating it. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot more flexibility in how we can operate it and not submit our clientele to the rigors of government intervention. Mm-hmm. But we need help from the community
Absolutely.
To make them a viable project.
And what you said is really important. If they do away with the, some kind of tax deduction when your people are giving to mm-hmm. these things, I mean, that's going to have a severe impact on a lot of charities. And just the idea, well, taxes going up on January 1st. Through Obamacare and the state taxes going up is going to have a severe impact because people are going to have just less money and with the economy hasn't even gotten close to recovering. You know, the unemployment rate is still high. I don't see how it's going to get any better. I just, you know, So that that makes it a real fight for every dollar that's out there, because, you know, frankly, when I go to charity events, and we go to a lot of them, Linda and I do, you see a lot of the same people there.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, because, you know, that are there to help with, you know, with good causes here in town. But, you know, at a certain point,
There's only so much money to go around.
There's only so much money.
And people have to be very careful with that. Yeah.
And there's so many, you know, there's a lot of agencies doing the same thing. I was just wondering if there was any way of just doing like an umbrella agency that everybody puts their efforts into collecting the money and then just boom.
Yeah. One thing we're working very closely with a lot of our other agencies is making sure we're not duplicating services. And we've been working very closely with you know, Salvation Army, Mike Marhoe with Living Hope, and North Valley Catholic Social Service to make sure that we're not doing something that's already being done. So we look for those partnerships and those cooperative relationships.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we have to run. Oh. But I tell you, we'll have you back on again. Sherry Whitson, who's Director of Development and Community Relations, and Cesar Pardilla, who heads up the Good News Rescue Mission. But thank you so much for coming on and giving us some information and the fact that y'all are still open.
Yeah, I appreciate your the invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have you back on again.
Great.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ron Flatter. Pessimistic talk in Washington this morning about whether the government will miss next week's deadline to carve out a new debt reduction deal. Live in D.C., Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
As the Senate returns to session, Majority Leader Harry Reid cautions time is running out.
If we go over the cliff, and it looks like that's where we're headed.
Reid casting the blame on House Republicans who haven't made plans to return to Washington.
While the members of the House of Representatives are out watching movies and watching the kids play soccer and basketball and doing all kinds of things. They should be here.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expected to respond later. President Obama, the White House says, did make phone calls to House and Senate leaders yesterday, though details of those conversations were not offered. Ron.
Jared, he can't shake his fever, so former President George H.W. Bush is in intensive care.
In his current condition, he's exactly where he should be.
Spokesman Jim McGrath says the 88-year-old Bush is in guarded condition. He said yesterday that Bush was moved into a Houston hospital's ICU on Sunday. The winter storm that proved deadly this week in the South and Midwest has moved into the Northeast.
Snowblowers are fired up in New York State, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, and Indiana, Missouri, and Arkansas.
No, there are reports in all these states of over a foot of snow.
Dan Peterson with the National Weather Service.
And then there's a possibility for New Year's for a band of snow to occur along the I-95 corridor, starting Washington, going across New York and up to Boston.
But these storms, which also cause tornadoes along the Gulf Coast, are blamed for 12 deaths and more than 300 canceled flights today.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Another change coming for the Obama administration with the resignation of Lisa Jackson. She's been running the Environmental Protection Agency for 4 years. She didn't give an exact exit date or a reason. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Costs for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Violence continuing in Syria, diplomats around the world are trying to figure out a way to end it. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher reports live from Moscow.
Ron, as violence continues in Syria, UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is calling for the formation of a transitional government to run the country until new elections can be held. The news comes as Russian foreign minister is in talks with Syria's deputy foreign minister to try and revive the peace plan that Kofi Annan orchestrated last summer in an effort to restart talks with Syria and its opposition. Brahimi is expected to meet with Russian leaders to discuss the idea. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry denies the existence of a new U.S.-Russian peace plan. Ron?
Jessica, the State Department has not commented, but there are reports that some senior staff there are still being paid even though they resigned over the terrorist raid in September on a consulate in Libya.
This is unbelievable. The American people should be outraged at this because it is pathetic. It's disgraceful.
Republican Ileana Ross-Layton of Florida chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She has said Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's testimony about her department's response to the attack is expected on Capitol Hill next month. When it comes to staying healthy, a little contact can be a bad thing.
St. Louis University germ expert Donna DeBerg says viruses can live up to 8 hours on some surfaces. So remember to wipe down the iPhone, which touches your face, as well as the iPod and e-readers. DeBerg recommends carrying antibacterial wipes.
Ones for the surfaces, steering wheels and all that, but definitely one for hands and faces.
And at home,
make sure that you have disposable paper products to use, especially when you have a big group.
DeBerg also recommends keeping your hands out of the mint, nut, and pretzel bowls. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Nap Nanny baby recliners are being recalled, 150,000 of them. This after five babies died falling out of them. Amazon, Bye Bye Baby, Diapers.com, and Toys R Us have agreed to the recall. The manufacturer has gone out of business. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, so she'll be there. So Trish Clark is with me. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, North State.
And it's 8:05 in the morning on December the 27th. We've survived another Christmas so far. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Get in there and don't get in arguments about concealed carry and rob me and find out. You know, that kind of stuff. what's weather going to be there, Trish?
The weather is 33 degrees right now. Patchy fog up and down the freeway. You need to watch out for that. We're going to have a chance of rain and showers throughout the day, a high of 45. And patchy fog, so we need to watch out for that. Morning frost, and if you got little bitty fruit trees, you need to be taking care of them because it's dipping down in the middle of the night, and going to do a little checking from time to time.
So you're tiptoeing through the peach trees at night?
Yeah, exactly. We've got a chance of showers all week long, but it looks like the weekend is going to be nice, and New Year's Day is going to be good.
Well, that's good. We need a good New Year's Day.
Temperatures ranging about in the 50s.
And the weather's brought to you by
Anselmo Vineyards, and tonight's pizza night up on the hill, and their power's back on, and so
They had 4 days up there, I guess over the weekend, where they had the generators going and that, but that's a Shingletown, PG&E country up there, and I bet when something goes down out there, they have to find it.
It's difficult because it's a few customers spread out over long areas, yeah. and a lot of the community from right up in Shingletown up above, and then all the way down to the Inwood area where yeah. Anselmo's is, and it's always strange though because you'll end up with one little pocket that just is a major, you know, maybe there's 25 people back there and they may be without their power forever.
Well, they had power along the road from down on the road, you know, on the road where Anselmo's is, that goes back, and there's a lot of, and by the way, there's a lot of ranches back there.
Yes.
But right along on the road, they had power. It's just when you went past that one spot, that's it.
They had a couple major transformers go out up there, and I was actually surprised that the power went back on as quickly as it did.
They must have been working hard.
But I think we still have power outages throughout Shasta County.
Yeah. I tell you what, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are still in negative territory as fiscal cliff talks resume and consumer confidence wanes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 84 points at 13,029. The S&P 500 is off 10 points at 1409. The NASDAQ Composite is down 16 points at 2974. Taking a look at local retail stocks, Target down 28 cents, trading at $58.93 per share. JCPenney off 69 cents at $20.06. Walmart off 6 cents at $67.93 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.74%. For commodities, gold is down, gold is up at 10 cents at $16.60 per ounce. Silver's positive 36 cents at 30. Crude oil down a dime, trading at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06. If you want to find out what's going on in Wall Street and find out the secrets and who can tell you the best scoop, give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. Or stop by Park Marina Drive. These are great people. I don't know. I've met every one of them, and they are, I mean, they're really professional, smart, and they're nice. I mean, all of those things at one time. And they are active in our community, too. Kathy Lathrop Cummings is big in the Soroptimus. I mean, you just see them doing a lot of
things.
It's
a good organization.
It's
a good
organization.
Well,
they've
got
good
people. They do get really involved.
Good people. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about water. The water, there's been a decision that was, you know what, Sacramento is down there crying in their beer today. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA51106.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 8:13 in the morning, December the 27th, and I'm just abusing Felony Bob this morning because, you know, he came in and he static electricity'd things. If you wouldn't just drag your feet when you're walking around, you'll pick up your feet and you wouldn't be staticking electricity our computers here.
I think it's my body chemistry.
Yeah, you know, that could be. Trish Clark, of course, is joining me. Trish, good morning.
Yeah, and I have no static electricity going on that I know of at this
point. Well, but we, you know what you can do is rub, you know, we can rub up and down on your vest there
see
and
if
find
can
out.
Get that
see
going.
If you get your hair going up there like that. Hey, you know what? There is, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, today it's 33 degrees, and we've just done the weather, and it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold a lot. Tobacco and Brew with Espresso Joe's has got great prices on coffee. I mean, these big ones for, you know, for prices you're not going to see around town. And they make any type of coffee drink you want. I mean, espresso, lattes, pumpkin spice, all that. And then you go next door and into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. It really is. I mean, if you want to buy that box of cigars or just, you know, individuals, they have sales all the time. And they will meet or beat any prices on tobacco products in this town. And they have veterans discounts. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great ruling in the paper by a judge.
Well, the Fish and Game has a tendency to make rules that don't make a lot of sense or actually accomplish much, and they come down with their demands that I think this one, and I'm not real familiar with it except that I know they were requiring farmers to get permits all of a sudden for water that they have water rights for. And that they've been using on a regular basis. It's not like they're putting in new systems. They're just turning on pumps and valves that they've been using for years. And all of a sudden, Fish and Game comes out and says, need a permit to do that. The court has said, not so much.
That's right. They said, you know what? It's courts that make these things up, not nameless, faceless bureaucracies. And that essentially is what it was. It was somebody in the Department of Fish and Game saying, you need a permit to turn on this water. And I said, well, wait a minute, we've never needed that. This is my water. This is my water rights that I've had for well over 100 years, sometimes almost, you know, 150 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, really, we don't care. Here, sign this paper. And then they were intrusive about it and in some cases threatening in the sense of, here's a woman and has two Fish and Game Department guys, you know, one walking around behind her. And, you know, kind of moving around. Anyway, that's threatening to people. You know,
exactly.
I mean, as nice as they may be, but it's threatening sometimes. And when that happens, you know, that's uncalled for.
They come on your property. You're right. It's a bureaucracy. These are not people that have been elected to do a job or that we have any recourse against. They come on your property. They make demands. They slap you with citations. And the average person has a real hard time dealing with these things. How is it you can't throw them off of your land?
You can't throw them off your land because, you know, if you've got a stream that runs through your property, they are there. They are there. And they're going to be looking at that stream. And they're going to be getting into that stream. As we've seen instances. I mean, they get in, I mean, with scuba gear if they can. But snorkels and they check the bottom to make sure that, okay, you're not doing anything. I mean,
the
really.
Abuse is the abuse
of power there. And here's my fear. People go, oh gosh, there's going to be a revolution, all this. No, there's not going to be a revolution. All right. Unless it's a revolution in the sense at the voting booth. But my biggest concern is that you get these nameless bureaucrats who make these things up in these little windowless offices in Sacramento based on some kind of consultant who doesn't even live in this area. And they're making decisions on people's lives. And then they make these, and then they have their people out in front enforce this taking of people's rights.
And that's the important thing.
Yeah.
It's a taking.
Yeah.
The water rights issue is a hugely complicated issue in the state of California. And the goal is to do away with the historic rights.
Yes.
Water
they,
rights.
Because they want it.
And the language is there.
Right.
They want to rewrite water law. It's outlived its usefulness. We need to take another look at all this language is contained in there. And the reality is those water rights have been adjudicated. They're there. And I'm losing the train of thought,
They've been adjudicated through the courts and through the system there.
But they're historical 100-year water rights,
right.
And I can't think of the term I want to say, but they
grandfathered.
They're patented.
They're patented.
Yeah,
water rights
and those,
too.
But those. I mean, there's a lot of money involved in protecting those rights.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's so important because once they're able to take away those grandfathered in rights, and somebody ought to call in and tell me the language I'm looking for there. we're not ever going to be able to get him back.
This is Siskiyou County Superior Court Judge Karen L. Dixon, by the way. This is in Record Searchlight.
Area of origin, right.
Okay, right. Ruled that the Department of Fish and Game overstepped its authority in requiring the permits. And the ruling establishes an important statewide precedent. Farm Bureau President Jeff Fowle said, there's no doubt if the DFG had been able to expand its authority here, it would have tried to regulate water rights everywhere in the state. Remember how they were trying to put, they're trying to get in there about your septic system and your wells and how they had to meet certain requirements. And what essentially what they're doing, I mean, if you're an Agenda 21 type that says, well, I mean, Agenda 21 is,
if you believe the facts of Agenda 21,
it's pushing people off the land and along the corridors where it's easier to take care of them. And then, you know, they're just
take
making
care of them
things,
and keep track of them.
Well, take care. You know, it's easier to get the services to them and, of course, keep track of them. And if you live in New York, you can have your name in the paper anyway if you own a gun. But this way they, you know, okay, you can only use this much water. Well, then you can't farm. And, oh, by the way, it's going to cost you $6,000 for your new septic system or $50,000 or whatever, you know, prices they make. And people have to move. They can't afford this.
You know, these permits and all of these things that they keep coming down with on a regular basis. I happen to be in a local business over just right around Christmas time. And there's a new fee that has gone from the state for local business owners who sell used items in their establishments that has gone from $10 for this permit to $580.
I heard about that. And he told me the same thing. And it's buying gold or something like that. Isn't it?
It has to do with secondhand used. But think of what is that? $500 or 500% increase?
At least, because it was $10, and now it's $500 without any type of warning.
No, just,
we
got to
take a break.
But this is
what's happening. I mean, they're just changing things, and the whole thing is to acquire more money because our government cannot come up with a plan to have a balanced budget and spend the same amount as they take in or even a little bit less to build up a surplus, both either the feds or the state. It's pathetic. We'll be right back. Trish Clark. Fired up, aren't you?
I always can get fired up if we talk about what we do to our businesses.
Well, there's more, too. We need to talk more about that. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Party Rock New Year's Eve. We're the only one offering this party package for your 2012 New Year's Eve. Monday, December 31st, doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Also featuring Steel Breeze, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person and includes dinner and a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets. Get them online at WindRiver.com or at the gift shop. Plus, Elements is offering a late-night breakfast buffet for the great price of $4. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, log on to WindRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better on the river.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
When I think holiday season, I think big. big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Okay, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, it will be here tonight from 6 to 7 for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So my regularly scheduled Thursday partner in crime, Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl.
You know what? You just are so good. It's always great having you here.
Well, it's just a delight for me to be here and kind of talk about some of the things that are happening in the North State and keep up to date with the listeners out there and the impacts that are coming down on a regular basis on our lives and how we can maybe weather it together.
Well, I've got some things we want to talk about here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They believe quality doesn't have to cost more. Any type of heating or air conditioning system that you have, they can make sure that it's working. They take emergency calls for emergency repairs, routine maintenance. They've been in business since 1992 and serve their customers with all of the care that they would their own family. Look at their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. We just talked about Agenda 21. Talk to me about Agenda 21. You know, because I tell you what, you know, people are telling me, oh, this is happening. And I, you know, frankly, it's tough for me to get into these things like this. In fact, we are trying to start a show. In fact, we're going to start a show as soon as we find the right host and, you know, get this together about North State conspiracy theories. And we're going to, cover them all. I mean, from the Kennedy assassination to, you know, Lincoln to, you know, to 9/11 and everything in between, you know, crop dusters, chemtrails.
I have to tell you that Agenda 21 does not logically fit into those things.
Okay, well, see, that's why I'm talking about
this. And because Agenda 21, I just finished reading another book on it, but I got involved in this way back, and my involvement was rather strange, because if anybody's familiar with Santa Cruz, California, that's a pretty liberal area. When you run for the Board of Supervisors down there, you need a sign that says, I'm supported by the Sierra Club, in order to get elected. I mean, it's just right on the edge of as liberal as it can be. I happened to be at a conference many years ago, and I picked up a thing that came out of the Santa Cruz area, and it was an elected official's guide to Agenda 21. And I started reading this, and it was just a little pamphlet. But I was reading it on the way back from a conference, and I was quoting from it to my husband as we were driving down the road. And it was all the kind of language that we were going through in our government at that time. Getting everybody together and building a consensus. Changing the way that we do business, and so everybody can agree, and we can all move and get our little communities together where our services can be better provided. And all of the things that you're seeing when everybody's redoing general plans and redoing all these things. Turns out all of this language comes from Agenda 21, from the United Nations, and it's a One World Order deal. When I got out of office, I bought a copy of that book. And I gave it to every elected official in Shasta County, and I said, you all need to be watching for this. This is not good stuff. This is taking away our local government. It's putting us under commissions and boards, more of the bureaucracy that we're talking about, where somebody from way up high is going to make a rule about how we live in our communities, what kind of garages we have, what kind of color we put on the outside of our house, and we're all going to be living in little you know.
Is it going to be like living in a subdivision with a really, really nasty homeowners association with covenants?
Yeah, worse than that, because the covenants on a homeowners association really are not enforceable and under most circumstances unless they've kept that board in effect the whole time. This is pretty scary stuff, and it's just read the books. Take a little bit of time to kind of look at it. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's happening. It's our community's going that way, and we're not going to like it. And we like our local control, and we like being able to look at our elected official and develop our communities in a way that fits our needs. Agenda 21, UN agenda, not going to happen.
So their whole idea for that is to force people out of the if I understand this right, is to force people out of the farmlands and the where they, you know, in the acreages area and push them down on, along the corridors.
Exactly.
Whatever the corridor. It could be 44. I mean, but get them off that, get them close in so they can be, well, you could say controlled or to be serviced easier, right?
Well, exactly. And we don't have to provide all those services out in the area. They're going to, you know, we see it on a regular basis where they keep trying to declare more wilderness areas, take in more areas into the government so they can maintain them for us. And what they do is they protect us right off of them.
Well, but Agenda 21 has been going on for how long?
Oh, it's been going on for 20, 30 years.
So it's going through all the all of the governments are buying into this?
And they are. You can see it happening right here in Shasta County. There's several organizations, the RTPA and the general plan. Look at the language in the general plan amendment stuff that the county's now going through, updating their general plan.
Okay, so you're saying that Agenda 21 is right here
in River City.
Okay, let's talk about that when we get back. I mean, if you don't mind, because who are our planners that are agreeing to this? I mean, aren't they our neighbors?
They are.
And let's talk about this when we get back. Trish Clark is my guest. We're talking Agenda 21. I'm really interested on this. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. With 5 days to go, Washington apparently continues its game of fiscal cliff chicken.
Come the first of this year, Americans will have less income than they have today. If we go over the cliff, and it looks like that's where we're headed.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Republican leaders in the House are waiting for the Senate Democrats to act. They want to see what kind of bill Harry Reid brings forward. He's looking at Republican Leader Mitch McConnell to say, well, what are you willing to accept? Bottom line, it appears that we will be meeting probably this weekend, heading up to the fiscal cliff.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner says Reid should talk less and legislate more. And former President George H.W. Bush is in intensive care at a Houston hospital. The 88-year-old in guarded condition with a persistent fever, also said to be alert and talking. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media, with all of our shows out there, 8:35 in the morning, December the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. I mean, just those sentences right there should be enough to get you down there because they give great haircuts and they're good people. You're welcomed there. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. And now, and look, the temperature is starting
spiking.
To spiking.
Right? Yeah, it's 34 degrees. It's starting to come up. It's supposed to get to a high of about 50 today. Showers possible. It's a little cloudy out there. It looks like the fog has lifted. Week's going to be partly cloudy. Chance of showers throughout the end of the week, but I think we're going to dry out a little bit, get rid of the web feet that we're developing, and have some sunshine. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day are going to look nice.
Good. So you can go out there, and so you won't have anything besides an alcoholic fog in front of you then, right? But we don't want to do that. We're going to be talking about places to get rides and all of that here this week, especially for New Year's Eve. We got a towing company. We're going to have them on tomorrow morning. Talk about their offering free tows. And I know Yellow Cab has a great, great thing that they do.
And designated drivers. When you're making your party plans, draw straws, whatever, somebody's got to be a designated driver and make sure everybody gets home safe if you are going to go out.
Okay, Agenda 21. Let's go back to that.
Okay, you guys had on the show over the weekend, you had right. Rosa Corey with the Behind the Green Mask. You know, it's a good read. It's a quick read. I invite everybody to stop, conspiracy theory, whoa. We're real lucky here in Shasta County because we now have some elected officials and both on the Reading City Council and on the Board of Supervisors, who are up to date on this stuff that's happening. It's a reality and we're not making up anything about it. There's a form of rules. That you operate under and you build consensus and you get everybody to make nice in the room and get together. And anybody who's a troublemaker, they get identified pretty quickly and they don't notify them of when
they
the meetings
are. They don't get invited
are.
To the parties
they
anymore?
They don't get invited. And if you're willing to allow a mindless, faceless bureaucracy to rule everything you do in your life, then you want to ignore this kind of stuff that's happening in your community. If you want to continue to have local input and local control and be able to elect your people who make the decisions, then you better get involved in some of this stuff that has to do with the UN Agenda 21.
So you're saying that does this go have to do with air quality too?
It has to
water
do with
quality,
water quality, air quality, planning laws. They're updating the general plan in Shasta County. It would behoove you to pay attention to the language changes that are taking place in there. I think a lot of it makes good orderly sense and you gotta always watch that with a planner because certainly it makes a whole lot more sense to put everybody into small little buildings and line them up like a cookie cutter. Obviously providing services to that population efficiently and cost effectively. Wow, that's a whole lot easier than if you've got us all scattered on 5-acre parcels out through Shasta County. bottom line, we don't want to live in cookie cutters. We like our land. That's why we live in Shasta County. Watch out. Things are going to get so expensive, you're not going to have those choices left in the community.
There's going to be things like you have to, things when you're buying or building a house, like with the solar or the triple-paned windows. If you're out on the septic, you've got to be able to have, like,
fire retardant materials. You're going to have sprinklers, and you're going to have this and that. And the other thing, they're going to put home ownership in a large-scale big house out on 5 acres, totally out of reach of the average person.
Well, that's unless you're a government employee. I'm just kidding. Come on. Okay, Agenda 21. You know, it kind of started with the fact of how we want to have this show because of the different types of conspiracies. But when I talk to people about conspiracies, Dr. Trudy Pratt said it the very best. She says, I look at all those and those are really crazy. Mine, however, is real.
and
it was beautiful. And, we were joking around about it. She says, but she's exactly right. You'll look at others and go, how could people be thinking about it? But mine, this is true. You know, those rest of them aren't. That was a great quote from that one.
The interesting part and what we have to remember when we're talking about these different things is that if we're not paying attention, they can take hold in a community really quickly. And we're way down into the UN agenda in all of our meetings and the things that we've already adopted in areas.
Like what?
Well, okay, the RTPA is they went through a process. Regional Transportation Planning Agency, and each area has one. In Shasta County, it's made up of still just Shasta County, although there's efforts to expand that and spread that out to where larger organizations have control over transportation issues, as opposed to the decisions being made just by our local city council and board of supervisors, and then the regional transportation planning agency, which is made up of all those organizations, expand it out and have a group. A TARP in Tahoe is a perfect example.
Well, TARP that we fought against successfully right here in Redding, when they were trying to displace 6,000 families.
And it's called regional government. It's been around for a long time, and it's dangerous stuff. There's people in our community who know about it. We need to start listening to them.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We got people on the line, and when we come back from that, we're going to go right to the phones. Carl Botrys Clark, you know what? This is something that maybe you need to look more into. Yes, I talk Agenda 21, and I've got the general we want to push it in the corridors and little ticky tacky boxes. But maybe we need to take another look at it. If things are being done in such a way as that decisions are made, that's going to have an impact again, like our federal and like our deficit. You know, it's going to have an impact on our kids. Maybe not us, but our kids and our grandkids. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, December 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. It's still not too late to get one before the year's out, before that rise in sales tax. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Talk to Nathan. Get that motorcycle. Get the, you know what? They've got the jackets. They've got the shafts. They've got it all at Redding Harley-Davidson. You are a one-stop shopping mecca for an American-made icon, Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Give them a call at 241-7117. Of course, my guest host is, well, he's not even my guest host. You're my co-host Thursday. On Thursdays, yeah. Trish Clark. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, you're live on KCNR.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Trish. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're peachy.
I'll bet. Anyway, there's a couple of things. Trish is right on the money. One is, about a year ago, there's an exploratory study being done to put in 450 rabbit hutches, is what I call them, stack and pack housing in Bernie. About 55 people came to the County Board of Supervisors meeting when that was being brought up out of Bernie, and were very upset about it. I mean, who's going to live there? They didn't have enough law enforcement, sewage. There's no way to protect them from fire. There just isn't the facilities there. So where are those people going to come from? Maybe from those five-acre parcels. Another thing is, too, I know that Rick Bassetti is beside himself on the fact that we have to get ourselves, because of greenhouse emissions, we have to get ourselves back to 1990 driving levels here by 2020. How does that work? Unless you can only drive a certain amount of distance from your home, again, trying to stack and pack. Now, this stuff is real about Agenda 21. Jim Nielsen, who I believe came to our Tea Party meeting, spoke about it. Doug has talked about it. Jim Dementis talked about it. There's been a lot of people that have talked about it, believe in it, and it's a fact. It's not any kind of conspiracy theory whatsoever. It's happening in all the local governments. It's happening all over the United States. And I think it's something that people need to just Google and look into and understand this is going on. Get involved, like Trish said, in your local government so that they can get the information on this. And these guys on the city councils and the Board of Supervisors, there's guys now fighting against that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that. As I indicated earlier in the program, I got wind of this and tried to get people to think about it and talk about it a few years back, and nobody was interested. So I'm glad to see that all of a sudden it got past this. Trish is just weird and believes in conspiracy theories that are actually listening to the. It's real stuff. It's out there.
Well, you know, I think we're also way past political correctness. It's sort of like Jim Nielsen, I consider a friend. I think that Doug LaMalfa is going to make a great congressman. When these guys come in and they talk to you, and they specifically talk to you about Agenda 21, they weren't doing it to get votes. And, you know, I'm tired of people talking about untruths. An untruth is a lie.
Why don't we start
calling things the way they are?
Call a spade.
We really do need to figure out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, because there is two sides to every story sometimes. But if I've got a serial killer, I don't want to hear his side.
Exactly. Well, if I've got a serial killer, I want somebody with a gun to put him out of his misery, and then it's only one story.
Yep.
So I'm good. You know, I appreciate you calling in. You know, I think there's a lot of information out there, Terry. People need to get on. We're all into the computer thing. That new book, Behind the Green Mask, that's a real good read, easy to understand. A lot of stuff involved in it, but it's gonna happen in our communities, and it's gonna impact all of us. We need to be paying attention.
Well, how come the Record Searchlight doesn't think it's true?
Because the Record Searchlight, the interesting part is they should. The people behind this, the gal that wrote the book, Behind the Green Mask, she's a very liberal Democrat.
Well, that's right, she is.
Yeah, she is. I mean, a lot of these people that are involved in this see the reality of, while they're liberal Democrats, they're not necessarily socialists. And this whole thing is about one world order and putting us all under the control of the UN, and that's our gun rights and our water rights and our everything about the way we live.
Trish, you know, if I could touch on one thing real quick, and that is that Rosa Corey, you're right, is a liberal Democrat. And Aaron and Sal and I had dinner with her. She's a neat lady, really is behind this stuff, and she's working with people like Eagle Forum, who are as conservative as you can get. This really does cross party lines, and again, it's time to end political correctness and get down to what the truth of things are, really and truly. I mean, you know, there really isn't two sides to every story. There wasn't two sides to the Nazi story. There wasn't two sides to Stalin's story. There wasn't two sides to a lot of totalitarian situations that happened. We have to stand up, do it the right way, through the voting booth, and through our local governments.
There you go. Okay, good
well
time
said,
to take
Terry.
A break.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Terry. Well, I tell you what, we'll give Rosa a call and see if we can't get her on. Maybe we've got maybe room tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Skills to the test. Push all in against the pros in heated rounds of poker and play in the $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, January 5th at 10 a.m. Win your share of $10,000. Book your seat now. Your $120 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 buy-in will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. As a bonus, if you pay the optional rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips for a total of $17,000 in chips. All entrants will be hosted to food. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winriver.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 5th at 10 a.m.
Prize pool based on 100 participants.
It's always better.
Always better.
On the river.
On the river.
On the river.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor with NorCal Firearms Instruction, Northern California's premier firearms training organization. We'd like to invite you to one of our three teaching locations to train for your concealed carry permit. Our NRA-certified instructors have received 310 five-star ratings in the past 2 years and are proud of our curriculum. Visit us today to register for a class at www.norcalfi.com or on Facebook at NorCal Firearms Instruction. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR1460. Linda will be on tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. 6 p.m. She's got some great guests. 6 to 7, some great giveaways. I know she's giving away some tickets to a New Year's Eve gala that's going to be happening at the Red Line. She'll talk about that tonight. But we also, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Been serving seniors since 2004, providing assistance including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All the assistants there are background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need some help from assistance from Home Helpers? Call Sharon to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. It doesn't, you know, it prevents people from having to go into assisted living facilities. And, you know, it may only be a day or 2 days. We're talking to some people that they have somebody come in there just for one day to give the man a break so he can go out and do shopping and all that, but yet they have to have somebody there.
And
there's a lot of things that are assistance
just a
people.
A few meals can make the difference between full-time care.
Right. Okay, the other thing I want to remind you about is New Year's Gala on the Saturday from 5:30 to 11 from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's going to be down at Yuba Street at the Vets Hall. It's $35 a ticket, but you get dinner, you get dancing, they're going to have a bar there. It's got, they're going to have the dinners, prime rib, roast beef, you know, ham.
Live music,
silent and live auctions, 50-50 drawing. Get your tickets from the NorCal Veterans Museum, or you can pick them up at Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue, or Jones Fort, or North Valley Bank. Any of those places. Okay, Trish. We were on Agenda 21, and I think now we're going to try and get the Rosa lady and see if she's available here soon. But I know she's been on We the People.
Yes. And I think, you know, I would encourage, and boy, you've got a few minutes just before we go out, get back to basics, get involved in your community. There's all kinds of opportunities for your input, and you can make a difference, and you've got to take the time to do that. So we've got some local organizations. I want to put in one more plug for the Good News Rescue Mission. I still support the efforts that they make down there, and between now and the first of the year, it'd be a good time to make a donation. You got extra clothes. You got a bunch of stuff. Your kids got too many toys for Christmas, and you need to clean out. It's a local place right now. A lot of their clothes were damaged. So if you've got
I could probably go back and do that. Well, you know the thing, Chief Rob Pelletti says there's we're talking about this spike in crime because of AB 9. But he defines the problems they're having is not the homeless. He said there's three different groups. There's the homeless, and then there's the transients and panhandlers. And there is a big difference between them.
That's exactly right.
A homeless person is different than these transients that roll into town. You know, they look for things to steal. You know, they become the problem, or they're panhandling aggressively. I mean, my gosh, every corner in some of the shopping centers, they're there and holding up their little signs. Feed me.
And as you know, Rob has pointed out, and several of the people that we've had in here on the show, is that if you have a desire to help those people that you see out and around, go through the organizations. We have lots of local organizations, vets organizations, Good News Rescue Mission, different places that can help these people.
That's right.
Don't be handing out money to them.
Do not give money. Give them a little card. Get a bunch of cards from the rescue mission. Give it to them. Say, here's food.
And the veteran service officer.
There you go.
Get a stack of cards. They'll both give
them
to you. Hand those out. If they want,
do not give money.
They can go there to get it.
They can be making $100-$125 a day. And then, you know, this money could be used in by giving it to organizations, donated to organizations that can then help them.
That's exactly right.
That's it. Oh, by the way, Haven Humane, who was scheduled to be on today, was out gathering cows. our people that were supposed to be on today. There were cows loose on the road.
And that's a mess. When you've got fog and you've got cows and you've got
that's
roads,
dangerous.
That's really dangerous stuff.
So they called and said, you know, we're in the middle of a roundup here. And I said, don't worry about it. Trish Clark and I, we can fill an hour. Easy.
Lots of good stuff to talk about in the North State. And remember that if you've got any donations you need to make, and now's the time.
Yeah.
May go out and get those purchases before the tax go up the first
of
the year. And
buy that Harley.
Buy that Harley. buy yourself a new Christmas present.
That's right. You know, Linda will be back. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, and she'll be back with me tomorrow morning. And we've just got a lot of things going because next year, I mean, gosh, it's almost next year.
It is.
Felony
next
Bob.
Next time I talk to you, be 2013.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Felony Bob has let another year get away. You know, Bad Bob wouldn't have done that. Felony Bob.
Can we do charitable donations to the Felony Bob Jaywalking Fund?
$190. Can you believe that?
I can't.
$190. Yeah. That's just an embarrassment.
Well, it's an embarrassment, but it's a wake-up call, too. I'm pretty good at that, and I'm going to start looking for those crosswalks again if they're really getting serious about that.
You know, the thing is that, you know, I complained about it thinking he got it right here in front of the station, but he let me do that, let me fight his battles. And he said, no, I'm staying on Pine Street. I don't care. If you're on Pine Street, you deserve it. You know, you know what? You don't deserve. You know what? If you come crossing here, because I was making the argument that they were, you know, there is no crosswalk here. You have to walk 135 yards to get to one. But on Pine Street, that's your fault. Anyway, okay. Thanks a lot for coming on today, Trish.
Yeah, my pleasure, and I always enjoy meeting with the people in the North State. And
great people we have.
Wish everybody out there a happy, holy, and prosperous New Year.
It's going to be a great New Year. And we won't back down. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler, the president, just arriving back at the White House, hoping to work out a compromise with time running out to avoid the fiscal cliff. Right now, not looking likely. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live from Washington with the latest.
The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid admits it looks like the economy is headed over the fiscal cliff. He's lashing out at House Republicans for not returning from Christmas break.
The House of Representatives is operating without the House of Representatives. It's being operated with a dictatorship of the Speaker.
Reid demanding House Speaker John Boehner call members back to vote on a Senate-passed bill extending tax rates on income up to $250,000. A Boehner spokesman says Reid should talk less and legislate more. The House passed a competing bill extending all tax rates, Boehner calling on the Senate to pass that. Jane.
Thanks, Jared. The president thanking outgoing EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson for her service. She's the